You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Life is precious. People say that all the time, yet they often act as if life is very cheap. Listen to these headlines from the news. 10 people killed in a hotel fire and 22 seriously injured. The fire was deliberately set by a disgruntled employee. Bomb blast kills 58 passengers on a bus. The organization claiming responsibility wants to call public attention to its demands. Innocent passerby is brutally beaten and stabbed so he can be robbed. A woman is raped and then strangled so she can't identify her assailant. Battered wives are locked into a hopelessly perilous situation. Careless or drunk drivers bring the carnage of battle to our highways. More lives are wasted by motor vehicles each year than by war. One could point to millions of Russian people murdered by Stalin in order to get rid of the kulaks, the independent farmers before World War II, or to the outrageous disregard of the Nazis for human life, performing hideous experiments on human beings and then sending them to the gas ovens, or more recently to 38 people trampled to death in a panic caused by an explosion of nationalistic exuberance and hostility at a soccer match. When it comes to human life, people just do not think. They act and think about it later on. In some cases, even if they do think about it, they proceed to destroy human life anyway. Babies are killed before they are born, sometimes to escape responsibility and at other times just to avoid embarrassment for what is regarded as an unfortunate happening. People are killed while just looking at a flat tire on the road, by a driver too drunk to drive, or even by someone just showing off. Whatever we may say about the value of human life, human actions often betray what people really think. Life is cheap. To the living God who created it in the first place, life is not cheap. Speaking to Israel at a time of great distress in their history, when people were being trampled underfoot or taken from their homes as captives to a foreign land, Isaiah spoke for God. I will give up whole nations to save your life because you are precious to me and because I love you and give you honor. Do not be afraid. I am with you. To God, human life is not cheap. He himself breathed into that human body, often treated like a commodity that can be easily thrown away. He breathed into it the very breath of life. Creation of human life, the Bible keeps saying, is a gracious act of God. He did not have to do this, but he did. What is more, he created human beings in his own image, capable of listening to him and understanding his words, gifted with the ability to speak to God in a confidential way, with confidence in the friendship of God. Obviously, that confidentiality has been violated, thrown out the window like a piece of junk, not by God, but with arrogance and even hostility by the very people who often wonder why life has become so cheap. It's striking and ought to be instructive that very often the first victims of a godless generation turn out to be children. When life is cheap, why not pick on the children? It is a cowardly way of doing things, but it is a lot easier than picking on someone your size. For one reason or another, thousands of children are kidnapped each year. In some cases, after a divorce, the father or the mother kidnaps a child after he's been put into the custody of the other parent. In other cases, the reason for kidnapping is a lot more vicious and frequently results in the death of the child. Is it any wonder that in a world where human life is regarded as so cheap as to permit the molestation of children, even by someone in their own family, that unborn children should be destroyed and disposed of like so much garbage? Apparently, some are never satisfied. They have an insatiable appetite for movies celebrating the degradation of sex and exalting violence to a kind of art form. The news of the day whets the appetite for blood, and vice versa. People don't like to be reminded of what is happening in the world. They're weary of hearing about the troubles of the world. Unless you personally know the people involved, you may have a tendency to dismiss the whole thing from your mind. You listen to the gory details of the news 1 hour, and then enjoy a situation comedy the next to make you feel good again. Others are so concerned with their own problems that they don't want to know about the problems of others. Their own hangnails hurt a lot more than the torture of thousands in some other part of the world. I thank God for people who see life as God wants them to see it. Life is precious. It was meant by God to be precious, and it has been redeemed by God as the precious thing it really is. St. Peter reminded the whole world of the value God sets upon human life. You have been redeemed, not with silver and gold, but with the holy, precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. What do you think of when you hear the word precious? To some people, it's a kind of derogatory term, having to do not with affection, but rather with affectation. Different forms of writing, for example, are described as precious, when really they are pure show, exhibiting forms of emotion or sensitivity that are not real, but rather put on. It's interesting to see how perverse the use of language can become, when words acquire a meaning almost exactly opposite to what was originally intended. What do you think of when you hear an expression like precious metals? Most people would think of gold or silver, possibly platinum. Or precious stones, maybe diamonds, emeralds, or rubies. Nowadays, people even talk about semi-precious stones, many of which cost a lot of money, but are not regarded as being all that valuable. To God, human life is not merely semi-precious. It is not even a precious stone or a precious metal. Life is precious in the fullest sense of the word to God, more valuable than gold or silver, more valuable than diamonds, emeralds, and rubies. People are precious to Him, all of humanity is precious to Him. The point He wishes to make to you today is, you are unbelievably and unimaginably precious to Him. On a poster in a United States post office, there's a picture of a 13-year-old girl. She was last seen in July 1984. The poster states that a reward is offered of $10,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those individuals responsible for the disappearance of this child. That does not mean that that is all she is worth to her parents, but it's all they can pay. How much are you worth to God? He gave His only Son for you. His Son became a human being like us, a convincing indication of the value that God places on human life. Talk about the dignity of human life, the very coming of God's Son as a human being, altogether human, is the last and final proof that humanity is a jewel, not to be lost irretrievably, but to be regained eternally, no matter how high the price to be paid. To humanity, life may be cheap, but it is precious in the eyes of God. The Son of God not only came to be a human being, but he gave his life that you might not go the way of this dying world. He paid the price, which is called atonement in the Bible, or redemption, to buy you back from that faithless and fruitless way of life which characterizes so much of what is described as human life. He died to make human life real again with faith and love toward God that are in Christ Jesus. With all the wealth of the universe at his disposal and all the powers he has installed therein, God sent his own Son to be the Savior of the world. What more could he possibly do? What gift could he offer more priceless than the life of his own Son for the life of the world? In him is life, said John at the beginning of his gospel. That life is the light of people everywhere. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to put it out. All of this really happened. Because of it, things are happening all over today. People are being won back by the good news of God in Jesus Christ, from their senseless and often stupid way of doing things to faith in God and a genuine appreciation of the priceless value of human life, including their own. The good news of Christ has a powerful effect on the lives of people. They are renewed in their attitudes and actions with faith in God that he forgives the past and provides a future with the sure promise of life that is life indeed. God, who sent Jesus Christ into the world, said to Israel in times past, "The Lord who created you says, do not be afraid. I will save you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through deep waters, I will be with you. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. When you pass through fire, you will not be burned. The hard trials that come will not hurt you. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who saves you. I will give up Egypt to set you free. I will give up Sudan and Seba. I will give up whole nations to save your life, because you are precious to me. And because I love you and give you honor, do not be afraid. I am with you. In the distant east and in the farthest west, I will bring your people home. I will tell the north to let them go, and the south not to hold them back. Let my people return from distant lands, from every part of the world. They are my own people, and I created them to bring me glory." That's Isaiah with the word of God. It's a fact of history that God blessed those people and the whole world with the gift of his Son. He came surrounded by grace and truth. By his death, he brought redemption to the whole world. And by his rising to life again in the glory of his Father, he brings life to the whole world. There is no one in the whole world more precious to the living Son of God than one he has redeemed. That one is you. He says to you today, as he says to me, "You are precious to me. I love you and give you honor." The love of God, all of us must recognize, is undeserved. It comes purely out of the goodness of his heart without any merit or worthiness in us. It is pure grace from beginning to end. Grace is love undeserved, as only God really can love. His people learn to love as they live their lives anew, knowing themselves to be redeemed, not with gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Faith in Christ brings a new respect for human life, and also a self-respect born of the grace of God rather than of human pride and arrogance. This is life, eternal life in the making, and the Spirit of God Himself is the maker. The Spirit of God is at work in the world. He touches your heart as He touches mine with the gospel, the good news. It is His way of letting you know how God feels toward you. You are worth a lot to me. You are worth more than a lot. You are precious to me. I love you and give you honor. The Son whom I have sent will always be with you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Amen.